Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I have a question for you. In general, do you prefer live albums or studio albums?
I definitely prefer live drugs, Jim. The studio drugs never did much for me.
That's a good one. Okay, Patrick, I think yesterday we had one of those episodes where we failed to introduce ourselves at the top of the episode. I think that's
very possible.
Yeah. So yeah. Let's just get that out of the way right now. So this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. We're into the 1,000s of episodes.
Yeah.
So you should know us by now, but if you don't, my name's Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
There you go. All right. And we come to you from the suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia, where we have been on some kind of lockdown for the last... 9 months or so.
We have.
We understand that hope is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep hope alive.
We might soon, sometime in 2021, be able to emerge from our basements and join. Join the real world again.
I'm really pale.
And then the real world will reject us and we'll go back.
That's right. I haven't been out in the sun in months. Yeah. I'm going to scare people.
But we've gotten to listen to a lot of new music.
Ah, yes, we have.
That's the one silver lining in all of this. And the listeners as well have suggested new music that we should hear. And so we've been showcasing them all this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues today and concludes today. We have two last calls today. So. Yeah. First off, we have a pretty brief call here. Let's just get right to that.
Okay.
Hey, all. This is Jason from New York. Going to chime in with a pick for new music in November. Usually I'm behind, but this was something that caught my ear when I saw it was released, and I just finished listening to it. It's the War on Drugs, the live album, Live Drugs. Great band and great music, great introduction to the band if you never really heard the band before. And the sound on it for a live album is amazing. So that's my pick, the War on Drugs, Live Drugs. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Bye.
Good to hear from Jason.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yep. Love it.
So he mentioned this live album by the War on Drugs, obviously, but he didn't mention a particular song. So I'm putting this up on the video screen for you, Patrick. Is there anything here you might like to hear a little bit of? Have you heard this album yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I was not aware that it was out. So awesome to hear that. Gee, I don't know. Anything catch your eye here, Jim? I don't necessarily want to go with the cover, although the Accidentally Like a Martyr looks intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the War on Drugs. Man, they're all, you know, these are all pretty long songs, so we'll just be playing a sample, but what do you want to go with?
Let me see here. That's a good point. They are pretty long-ish, so maybe we should go with one of the shorter ones here to get something good. How about Pain?
Sounds good to me. We can all relate.
I really, really love the War on Drugs sound.
Yes, absolutely.
It's so distinct to me, and it just always just kind of draws me in. And there's just something about that groove that they're able to get. It's very endearing.
And, you know, I may have told the story before, or told it, you know, during the week of shows when I was able to go out to Bourbon and Beyond in Louisville, but I was all the way across a huge festival field, you know, with like three stages and all this noise and people everywhere, and a scene you can't even imagine now being a part of, with people just packed in there. And as soon as they start playing, instantly it came across. I'm like, okay, that's War on Drugs. Where are they?
Yeah,
they just started. It's amazing. Yeah, it really
is. They kind of have this like signature sound somehow. It really is great. I like them a lot.
Yep.
All right. Now, here's the call. Here's the call you came for. Although he uses a different nom de plume in this call. It's Echo Park Jimmy, Jim Petrillo, and strap in.
Hello. Hello, Jim and Patrick. This is Highland Park Harry, long-time listener, first-time caller. I like to remind people, geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide them, they stay inside violent. Common sense. Simple common sense. I can't help but call in. I love what you blokes do with the show. I love all the new music. Pick! But here's Highland Park Harry's 2 cents. By the way, Highland Park is in Los Angeles area. I live very close to Billie Eilish. And her new single, Therefore I Am, is another winner. But I'm sure somebody's going to pick that. I just wanted to point out a few live albums that, if in case you missed them. The Arctic Monkeys have a brilliant new live set. The Postal Service, and my pick for the live albums of November would be The War on Drugs. I don't know if it's on the actual release, but they do Accidentally a Martyr, a brilliant Warren Zevon cover. And then another thing I've noticed during this 2020 is a lot of, like, artists taking their music and remixing it. In fact, doing an entire new album in a different manner. And this was like Soccer Mommy, Phoebe Bridges is probably the best, Sylvan Esso. But look into all these different versions of bands. I'm sure my friend Stephen Routledge up in Scotland is going to pick Teenage Fan Club's single Home. So I won't waste too much of your time on that. So I'll just say that my 3 runner-ups would be Yard Act, a Cheshire band, and their single Peanut. And they do a brilliant talking bit a la Justin Steiner, right in the middle of it. Yard Act, Peanut. And really quick, Nation of Language has a great new song. And they have kind of an 80s synth feel, a la OMD. But my last runner-up is Matt Savage from the Parquet Courts has a new single, Unsaid. Very Strokes-y, very Parquet Courts-y. Should have saved it for the band, maybe, but it's really, really propulsive, really catchy. I love that. But my main pick, oh, really quick, some great covers. Phoebe Bridges, If We Make It Through December, great Meryl. Sorry, fellas. I believe I got cut off. Sharp Darks, Double Dutch. How many minutes do you give these people? It's supposed to be a suburban party line, laid back. Maybe a 7-minute window, maybe. I forgot, in the remix department, perhaps the most stunning news was that they tracked down Shamika from the Fiona Apple album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, and they did a, she's been rapping. Shamika has been creating in the last 20 years since she saw Fiona, and they've done a remix of Shamika Says I Have Potential. So maybe check that out. But I was just getting to my number one pick for new music in November. It's a smashing dance outfit from the UK, a London dance band named PVA. It's a trio, but you'd imagine there's many band members. Their new single, Exhaust Surroundings by PVA, starts off with like a Joy Division-y bass, and it's just catchy and danceable. They have 2 vocalists. And it's kind of like black MIDI, black moogie. It's just very, very great. And the 2 vocalists are very distinctive voices. And maybe I can, I don't know if you allow moog synthesizers. But it's got like a... It's just got a great beat and a moog hook. PVA. Exhaust. Surrounding. And I know how you like to end with covers. Don't sleep on Phoebe Bridges' heartbreaking Merle Haggard cover, If We Make It Through December. Romy, one of my favorite singles of the year, is a few months old. It's very, very danceable. But she just did a live piano version. And if you'd allow me, I might do that at this Rock in the Suburbs Hootenanny. And maybe keep an eye on Arlo Park. Her new release won't be till the end of January, but every single from Arlo Parks has been great. And 2 last covers, the best are on a Car Park Records fundraiser, and the Lower Dens are on an Autobar benefit album. And there's a lot of good covers out there. and James Blake.
All right, it just sort of ends right there.
Okay.
All right. There's a lot mentioned in there.
There's a ton mentioned in there. It's a smorgasbord. It's a cornucopia.
Cornucopia, that's a good word for it. Okay. Now, I marked a few things that maybe we could listen to real quick here.
Okay.
First, this new Billie Eilish single. He seemed to really like that, so let's hear a little bit of that.
Okay.
I don't want press to put your name next to mine. We're on different lines, so I want to be nice enough. They don't call my bluff because I hate to fight. Articles, 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 rather you remain unremarkable. Interviews, 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 when they say your name, I just act confused.
Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give him my best, but just know.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm sorry.
All right. I like that. Again, she's another one who gets just a really good groove in her music.
Yeah, totally.
That one little bit there reminded me of the Childish Gambino, This Is America
song. Yeah.
I don't know if that was a little call out there.
Yeah, but that's right. That was subtle. I like that. Yep. Yeah. Good pickup, Jim.
Yep. All right. And then he also mentioned that he thought someone else would pick the Teenage Fan Club new single Home,
yes,
and nobody did. So
no,
let's hear that now.
Very interesting. Okay.
Every morning, I open my eyes. I'm waking up to reality. I've been mystified. I've been losing sight of what it means to be. And all this time I've been
always a dependable band with the pop music, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it would be interesting to hear Stephen Routledge's take on that. I know a key member of the group is not with them any longer.
Right.
So, you know, that's changed kind of the dynamic of that band a little bit. And I think you can hear it subtly there, but it would be really interesting to get his take. But like you said, I don't think I've ever heard a Teenage Fan Club song that I would, you know, like turn off.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's pretty remarkable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another one that I thought sounded kind of interesting was this band Yard Act.
Yeah.
And the song is Peanuts.
Okay. I saw you on your back amongst the peanut shells that were scattered on the floor of the big top, right next to the overwhelming sense of impending doom. But no one even asked or mentioned anything to me about the elephant in the room. When suddenly it clicked, some allergies you tolerate and some habits you let. You gotta fight the bullet and get it fixed. You gotta get it safe to see to it. That the story sticks, that the story sticks, that the story sticks, that the story sticks. You gotta fight the bullet and get it fixed. Get it safe to see to it. That the story sticks, that the story sticks, that the story sticks, that the story sticks.
You always said that you'd met and fell in love at the circus, and that's why you loved animals so much. So much so that you bought a big dog with little ears and called it Dumbo, which was a joke that got less and less funny every time. Well, obviously you brought the dog along that night when you showed up otherwise alone to my dinner party, having already rung ahead to ensure that all of my dishes had been prepared in a completely nut-free environment. Now, quipping.
All right, there's the spoken word part.
Wow,
mentioned.
That is wild, man. Different, very, very different. I can think of like 15 different touch points that came to my mind while listening to that, and also it's kind of an Arab strap kind of a story that was kind of unfolding in the middle there too, which is really cool.
I'm not familiar with Yard Act. Were you?
Nope.
No.
First I've heard, and I definitely got a fall vibe at the beginning too.
It sounds cool. Like our kind of band.
Yeah, it does.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Okay, and then one more here. I think he said this was his favorite song from November. So it's PVA with Exhaust/Surrounding.
We're fine. Let's say it's honest. I can never find. The way is lost. The way you lost.
Love that too.
Yeah, that was very intriguing, interesting. Had some elements of several of the different songs that he was into from November, and also some of those icy 80s synth keyboards that I'm always a sucker for. So
I totally agree.
Cool.
I mean, you mentioned the sort of Joy Division-y, and it is kind of like that. And I'm going to have to check out this band, PVA. Not familiar with them either.
Yeah, no way. Another education in the form of an amazing call from the West Coast.
Yep, there you go. All right, so that's November new music. Lots of stuff here. We'll have a playlist in the newsletter this weekend with all the
looking
picks.
To
and by my count, we're looking at like 34 songs, 2 hours and 12 minutes of new music from November.
We are blessed. Listen to and it's riches.
Quite a variety, too. A real range of stuff.
Without a doubt.
All right. There won't be a December new music series because instead we do the year end. So again, you want to call in 612-440-1984 and tell us about your favorite song or album of 2020, and we'll get you in on that series that will take place in January, and you'll get a mixed CD.
Yes, you will.
In return, we'll mail that to you. Just give us your address, and we'll mail that to you, and it'll have a bunch of stuff that we liked in 2020. All right?
That's right. Yep.
So I mentioned the phone number you can call. I'll say that again, 612-440-1984. Or do a voice memo thing and email that to us, rock@suburbspod.com. But we do need to hear your voice on this one. Okay.
That's right.
Now, I thought we would play out with the Accidentally Like a Martyr cover.
Excellent.
How about that? By the War on Drugs from Live Drugs, since Harry also mentioned that song.
That's right.
All right. And tomorrow we have something special planned. So we'll get to that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The days fly by.
Done your side. Never thought I'd ever be so lonely after such a long, long time. Time out of mind. We big man love, shadow love, random love in a band of love. Accidentally.
I haven't been out in the sun in months. I'm going to scare people.